You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
Good morning, everybody. It's an early 4:20 in the morning, but I'm super pumped today. I got some guys that you're going to really enjoy their music. Group Fortunate Youth came in to hang out with us today. What's up, guys? How you doing this morning?
Yeah, ready to wake and bake.
Wakey.
Always got to wake and bake, man.
Right now. It's going good.
What, I think we're smoking a little coconut kush. Did you guys bring any flavor into today? I didn't even know.
I got some Moontang dabs. That's pretty fire.
That actually sounds crazy. Moontang.
Moontang.
That's a good word right there. get up early in the morning and let's get some Moontang.
Go to the moon.
Let's go to the moon with some tang. Hell yeah. Let's fucking dance some of that shit. I wonder what that tastes like. It's like just the thought of it, you know? It's pretty funny.
It's flavor.
It's interesting how people also like term how they pick flavors of weed. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's pretty interesting. I got this one guy, said he's like big connoisseur and shit. He comes in and he smells like the weed and this, and he goes, "Oh man, smells very bready." And bready. I'm like, "What the fuck is bready?" I was thinking to myself, "Why would you want to refer to a good taste of weed to be like bread?"
So is it gluten free or
maybe it's some gluten free herb
bready?
Like muffins? Like
maybe muffins? Maybe he was trying to say heady? I don't know.
No, I think he for sure meant bread. And then he started saying that shit was like syrup. I was like, oh my god, this dude's out of control crazy. Out of control crazy.
We're all like, wait, are you just... You're just taking it easy? You're like, wait, the next one's like, it's like kind of hammy. And this next one kind of reminds me of mustard. It's like, wait, you just hungry for a ham sandwich, man? Like, go down the deli right now.
We smoking weed and we smoking a sandwich. What the fuck is going on here? So on the Wake and Bake show, one of the things we do is we always ask, what you guys wake and bake to, And that's... always very interesting because I have different guests because they have different appeals of music. So.
I'm pretty sure Jordan puts on a Hawaiian strings, right?
That's my new thing.
Tell him, Jordan.
Instrumental Hawaiian music. I just put on, no
vinyl
TV.
Only.
Okay. Put on the record.
Okay.
You got some
so
right now?
We got to do something more Spotify-ish. So if we pulled up a song that like just meant something for you to wake and bake to, what any artist, any song, what would it be?
Kansas.
Okay.
This is real life, right?
Yeah, this is real life.
Dust in the Wind.
All right, Dust. That's from
that's
old school
his
shit, right?
Yeah,
no, he's in Vegas. No.
Shout out to all the people out there in Vegas.
Awesome.
Fucking dusting it in the wind. I am actually used to live in Vegas for like 27 years, so I totally know what it feels like to
be a person from
Vegas. But the interesting thing is, when we always do these different songs, we end up seeing how many people on Spotify like that song. Bro, it's up there, bro. Dust in the Wind, 104 million, 389,000 listens.
There it is.
So that's what we're baking to today. So wherever you are in your car, getting up, hit it in a little background, a little Kansas and shit for us today. What are you smoking on? A little oil, a little wax. We're going to have some Moontang.
A little Moontang.
Let's bring out the Moontang.
Moontang in Kansas.
Really going down.
Oh, he got dusted.
Got dusted, yeah. Whoa. It was a good jam, though. It was back then, man. It was like it was a very visionary song. The lyrics,
Yeah, definitely.
What year was it released, Jordan?
I'm gonna say
that's 60s for sure, right? Or no?
I was gonna say 1970, like 72 or 73. But I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, just take a couple puffs, catch the sunrise, think about life.
Yo, Hakeem, look up the year of Dust in the Wind. Look up the year of Dust in the Wind. Let's just see when it was.
July just because of the song.
1973.
Oh, no. Kansas, actually, I'm pretty sure it came. They formed in Topeka, Kansas.
Really?
Yeah.
That's an interesting fact right there for sure.
And that is where the name actually from Kansas.
Whoa.
77. Oh, we were early, man.
77.
Whoa.
We were early. We were beating the punch. I was like, it's the 60s.
It's early. Whoa. And we were early.
This is when music was fighting the tech, you know, the disco phase, and the real rock was still trying to stay through.
Yeah, exactly. That's a pretty interesting way to look at it for sure. Now, have you guys always been in the musical flavor?
Yeah, of course. Always been in the musical flavor.
Were you always just playing or in music?
No, I wasn't playing as much music back when I was a kid as much as I was just listening. You know, listening to my dad's records, listening to punk rock, listening to whatever was coming.
So you liked punk rock?
Well, we grew up in Hermosa Beach, so that's like a punk rock town. Pennywise, The Descendants, Mute, Black Flag, you know, all those guys.
Shout out to all those
Yeah, we that's what we grew up. We used to go to Scooters right around when we were growing up and buy a
So let's throw out some of those names. You went so fast at Black Flag. What were some of the other ones?
The Descendants.
Descendants. Now, for all you millennials who haven't kind of like got your punk thing going down, they definitely were in the first, right?
The Descendants,
punk rock movement and shit. Like,
they were
that was
fast.
And so that was 90s, would you say?
I guess that would fall into that one. I was born in 86.
Because that was kind of when the punk rock era was coming about. Was like even earlier, you think? Like
late 80s.
Yeah, like
it was the old school punk into the skate punk era. It was the 80s into the 90s then.
Black Flag, that's an older one, right?
Yeah. That was all 80s.
All 80s. Let's switch out and take a look at the Descendants.
The Descendants, they just put out some new music too. They're still putting out music.
Let's see. Descendants.
I think they just had a show with our buddies, all these still upstairs.
The Descendants?
Yeah.
Milo goes to college, yeah.
Shout out to the Descendants. Old school movement right there.
This was high school. This was elementary school.
Did this inspire...
Sublime made this song famous.
Okay. So, did it inspire some of the music you guys do?
Yeah, I mean, been listening to punk, and I mean, even like just hip-hop from the 90s and just everything. I mean, we've still listening to vinyl. You know, when I listen to vinyl, I still have all my classic rock records that my dad had. You know, shout out to Jimmy. Listen to Jimmy and the Doors all the time. You know what I mean?
That's
kind of my go-to when I go to the vinyl. You know,
and you guys are more of a
It's like a reggae rock.
Yeah, reggae.
It's like a little surf, vibe, I guess, because we grew up by the beach. So
on Spotify, check
this
out.
If people want to check on Spotify, Oh yeah, well, we will throw some on for sure.
On the Purple Haze channel.
Absolutely on Purple Haze Radio. We'll be blasting out you guys stuff for everybody to hear for sure, but. You guys have been doing it for about a decade, though.
Yeah, we started in 2009, so it's June 2009. Our first show was with the Abyssinians in Redondo Beach at the Bricks, and shout out to Abyssinians.
Legends.
Yeah,
and then you guys were at the One Love Festival.
Yeah, we were just at the One Love Fest yesterday and the day before, hung out with Steel Pulse. And
there was a lot of cool bands and stuff. Yeah. Like, how is it like? Is that a big highlight when you get to go to the festivals?
Like, that's like our holiday.
They like have a. Yeah. Do they have they have RVs right for everybody to kind of chill in? Or it's
funny story.
Funny.
My RV had
funny
a hot tub in it.
Dan's did. Dan's, but
Dan had his own RV.
Yeah, we
Wow. So one gets. You guys are pimps.
Pool, which they called us.
Actually, I don't think anyone will hear this. It's alright. We can laugh. So for some reason, we were. The only band to be playing twice in the same day at the festival. So we played the main stage, good time, and then we played later the after party on the Queen Mary.
Great time.
But for some reason, we are the only band the whole festival that they know smokes the most amount of herb and dabs
absolutely,
on.
Absolutely, for sure.
And we're the only one without an RV or a green room. And
that's ridiculous.
And it's not.
That's ridiculous.
I didn't even have a dab table.
Ridiculous. Yeah, we were like on the grass, and it wasn't a big deal. Like, we were angry.
But hey, on top of that, our room was the only room with a no smoking sign
and a fire extinguisher.
And a fire extinguisher.
But all I had was a couch on
grass.
Well,
it wasn't a tent. It was a tent. It was a tent. But you know what? We still had a great time. We still dabbed tough. We still burned it.
Oh my god!
But that's where
hilarious.
Being friends with all the all the vendors.
Hilarious! Holy shit! That's fucking some funny shit.
This my trip was hot.
Did you guys have a lot of fun going on these tours, right? You get to run into all these other bands and kind of
we get to collab with.
A lot of them are friendly or kind of like private in the RV. Don't like mess around.
We
with
make sure that
we break
even
in.
If they're not friendly, we break
friendly,
in. That's cool. We're friends with everyone.
That's cool.
We also we're the band that we hang out. You know, in the crowd with everyone at the booth. So that's the thing that
that's
didn't worry
great.
Too much about having our own spot because we know, all right, our vendor friends, let's go hang out, take dabs there at the
booth,
and we'll do this.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So it's all that's the positive side is you can just walk around and then some awesome fan will come up and smoke you out and you'll kick it with them and you know talk shop and whatnot.
That's tight.
Yeah, no, these festivals are great in that sense. I mean, they're awesome.
So I know that. You get. I personally think the dude's cool as fuck. You know, Mati. You guys ever run paths? I know he was playing.
Mati's is tight, and Dub Trio's is banned right now. So, Dub Trio's super dope. And Jordan knows
Man,
Joe, the drummer.
So I've been waiting. I was hoping like. I finally have this moment with Mati's, and it happened this weekend, right? The chance happened because I'm like, all right, cool. I'm Jewish. He's Jewish. We're gonna
shout out to my tribe.
We're gonna connect.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's up, Matisse?
Yeah,
Matisse.
And shalom, then, my brother.
And then, unfortunately, you know, I was a little too high, and I saw him, and I just. Game of peace sign.
I got you.
I was right next to him. He looked at me, and I looked at him.
Peace.
I didn't even say anything. I just gave him a peace sign.
And at least get him some knuckles or something.
You're not even an Indian.
I was thinking about it too. I was. Hey man,
you know what? Cali Roots. Cali Roots is your next shot.
Aeration. Those guys are cool cats.
Aeration. Yeah, we just came off tour with them. We were just on tour with them.
Now, how is that like going on tour? Is it like fun? Is it exhausting? Like,
Both. Yeah.
Is it more fun than exhausting?
It's equal. It's however you want to think about it. You know,
okay.
It's because it's exhausting every day, but it's also fun every day.
You can't let yourself hit the wall. Is the thing.
You got to just push through.
You got to pace yourself too. And how many spots do you guys hit in a year usually, on average?
150 to 200 maybe.
We only played 100 shows last year.
I mean, but still, 100 is a lot.
There was a time
shows.
When we played 250.
250 shows.
Yeah,
that's fucking wild.
Dan over here was not. He didn't really like it when we played too much.
That's a lot
of
shows,
we'd do like
man.
Seven.
Holy fucking cow.
We would just play Monday to Monday. And it's,
then we do 14 days in a row.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's just state to state.
Well, you're there. You're somewhere. Why not get new fans and play while you're going to
That's
a cool experience.
We're going to stop
and,
anyway.
And I bet you have really cool interactions and moments with fans, right? You know,
with fans and just people
and,
on the road.
And bands and whoever, right?
People on the gas station, food, you know, restaurants.
After doing it so much, would it almost feel like really weird if you weren't traveling around and doing, you know, 100 shows a year?
Well, the thing is, it's always, like everyone talks about, the reality shock for some people, though, of being on the road every day, you're in a new place, around new people, new sensations, you know, your brain, you know, the activity, and then you come home.
Yeah.
And now, you know, as you get older, your friends have, now they have families and they have jobs, and you're this 30-year-old with this open schedule, everyone else is doing that.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah,
so,
sure, absolutely.
But you get good Mexican food, though. You're back to good Mexican food in California.
Yeah, shout out to Cali and all those great Mexican restaurants.
Yes, thank you.
On every corner of the state of California.
Blessings.
Yeah, you know it. Hell yeah, blessings. Shout out. To all my good food that's out there, no matter where you are.
That's what it's about, traveling. I mean, we love to eat new, you know.
So do you guys want to give any shout-outs to anybody?
Calibus Farms. Calibus Farms is a shout out. They're nice. Sponsoring the spring tour. Shout out to Iconic Farms. They just sponsored our last run.
Iconic in the house.
Raw Rolling Papers. Big
shout
supporters.
Out to Raw.
Shout out to Raw.
Yeah, always
making those good papers. And that's what we're smoking on today. Shout out to Raw for sure. And you guys have an Instagram website or anything to let the fans know about?
Yeah, we Fortunate Youth 310. Is our Instagram, and our Twitter is just Fortunate Youth 310 as well, and Facebook just Fortunate Youth. We have Pandora, Spotify, YouTube. We have
check them out on Spotify. As a matter of fact,
yeah, get
before
it.
We
free.
Before hit we it. Jump out, let's throw on one of your jams.
What's the greatest hit on Spotify for Fortunate Youth?
Oh yeah, just hit them with the top.
Ladies, the greatest here, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it.
We don't even know.
You don't even know yet, right?
No, so, we don't even know.
This is the Stoner's Check.
Stoner's Check.
4:30 in the morning.
It's a morning check. It's like a surf. It's like a surf check.
Look at that. Not bad. You got 1,629,000 on Trippin'.
Oh,
let's check it out.
You got 1 mil. What's up?
You have a bunch of them, actually. All of them are over a million.
No wonder. No wonder people always get mad at us for not playing Trippin'.
Yeah, we're always like, why do they keep yelling for this?
Everybody
song?
Wants to hear Trippin'.
Trippin', Let My Love in California, Burn One, So Rebel, and Sweet Love are the top ones on Spotify that everybody's listening to.
That's the shit. Burn One, we're burning one right now. And
yeah, we
this,
are burning
this
one.
Track's about, you know, making a run up north.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, and your mom's, you know, she's tripping. Not really. Yeah, she's kind of tripping.
And she's tripping. Yeah. She's tripping that you're making a run.
Yeah, she's like, "Where? Why are you going up there?"
I hope you
like,
got to stay there.
Oh, shit.
But hey, no, it's legal, baby.
Yeah, it's
legal.
Yeah, he's still
trying to let her know where we're going. I mean,
still can't do that.
I love it. I love it. That's great. That's fucking great. Let's, yeah, that's great, man. You guys sound great.
And oh, yeah, shout out Gonzo, our boy Gonzo. He's he's on
Gonzo.
This record. He's on this track singing harmonies. You can hear him.
Yeah, just released a new single Gonzo actually did a couple weeks ago. It's awesome. It's on Spotify, Pandora.
Check it out for sure. See, but people be listening to this. And not knowing it's about the run, though.
Of course, but hey.
But it's kind of cool, because I'm listening, I'm like, oh, maybe tripping about some girl or something.
Right,
you know
it could
saying?
Be.
It's all how you relate.
It's like, you got me tripping.
In
like,
your life.
It's like you're stressing me out before I'm even going on this run. Like, just chill. It'll
that's
be
great.
Yeah.
We're not
too
different from like that. You never knew what he was talking about. But he was like, you know what? This is a jam.
Absolutely.
Plus, there's like a couple different meanings to a couple of the tracks. Dan's got secondary meanings, you know. Dan's from Mississippi, so you never know, you know, what he's talking about.
Yeah, I feel you. Sometimes, you know, there's a little different cultural flavor that always comes into the mix.
Yeah, he's mixing it up.
Because we're almost...
Let's burn one to burn one.
Almost done. Let's burn it up. What you guys smoking on today? Let's burn one with one of their songs, Burn One. Before we take off, let's do a little dab. Let's finish
up
our day.
I'm gonna dab one to the burn one.
Get a little dab one to burn one.
Some more moon tang.
And what do you guys burn
shout out,
on?
Shout out Haggard Extracts.
Shout out to the tang.
On the moon tang.
Whatever you guys are listening to. Thank you guys for coming on the show. Love
thanks
the music.
The
thanks for having
yeah,
us.
Yeah, man, for sure. And we definitely look forward to having you guys maybe host your own show and doing stuff here with Purple Haze Properties.
Good old Purple Haze.
Get you a little cannabis thing going.
Well, now that we know where you guys are at, you know, we're right down the street.
Yeah, for sure. We're gonna have a lot of fun with everybody. And thank you guys for driving in your cars, coming into work, wherever you're doing, getting up, wherever you are in the world, different hours. You got Purple Haze Radio, Cannabis Lifestyle Radio Station. We got 24 hours, 7 days a week of live concert, cannabis shows, talk shows of all different flavors and all different music zones. And cannabis shows at 4:20 a.m., 7:10 a.m., and 4:20 p.m. And then we got a couple of new shows on High Noon with Charlo Green and our buddy In the Clear with the Mirror. And then it's 7 o'clock during the oil hour every night, Pacific
Damn.
Time. We do a different live concert
hour.
Every hour during the oil hour, where we'll definitely be playing a Fortunate Youth concert for you guys to hear these motherfuckers play live. and see what they do. Along with the Doors, Led Zeppelin, Pearl Jam, and everybody else we got jamming during the oil hour. Check out our schedule and everything on Purple Haze Dash Radio. And just remember, if your day's getting you down, if somebody's bugging you, if you're at work, you gotta just fucking just get shit out of your head. Well, whenever you get a break, just medicate and smoke one. My name is Andrew Pizzicalo, CEO of Purple Haze Properties. And thank you guys for the show. And we'll see you on the next Wake and Bake. Peace.
Peace. Boom.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
Good morning, everybody. It's a early 4:20 in the morning, but I'm so psyched to have two awesome guests who came out. One of them particularly came out from the East Coast, came out from that cold weather to come hang out with us. Totally honored to have my buddy Brian and Hakeem here. Brian is part of the Peter Tosh Estate, and he's going to explain all kinds of cool shit that we're going to have. And, you know, Hakeem's always our current cryptocurrency man who always pops in to smoke a little bit, let me know what's going on with the industry, and let you guys know what's going on with the industry. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing well, Andrew.
How was
your flight out? Was it okay, not too crazy?
It was great, man. Yeah. I slept most of the way.
Yeah, that's always good, especially if you get some good sleep, man. Some people go on flights and they get like, jet turbulence, jet lagged, come back and feel all fucked up and stuff. But you were smooth running, right?
JetBlue.
JetBlue. Shout out to JetBlue and everybody who goes out there on JetBlue Airlines. Doing their thing. You know, it's actually, when I've gone to New York and stuff, it is a good airline to roll in and out of. They have, like, their own terminal, usually in a lot of places. They got some good grub, too.
Yo, you got to do the mint. You did the mint?
No, I never even heard of the mint.
Oh, the mint's the first class, and it's banging.
Is it? All right. So shout out to the members of the mint with JetBlue. That's cool. Well, what do you guys smoking? You got some wax? You got some oil? We got a little bit of coconut kush, one of my favorite blends we brought out today to smoke and puff with a little Wake and Bake. Hey, Brian, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Okay, Brian Latour. I'm president of Megasource Entertainment Group. I manage the Peter Tosh Estate. I've managed, you know, several very well-known rap celebrities, including LL Cool J.
Nas. Talking about an original East Coast motherfucker right there.
Absolutely.
How is that working for the man, LL Cool J? That was a dude that back in the day, for all you millennials that don't know, when LL Cool J came out in New York, he was just like a storm of songs, right? Mama Said Knock You Out, this, all these good things,
man,
right?
You already named like two of my favorite people in this business, man. LL and Nas, man. I mean,
yes, sir. Really? Is Nas a cool guy? He's, you know?
That's my man. Very cool.
Cool temperament and stuff. Mm-hmm. Really enjoys the music, right?
Absolutely.
You know, I know he did some stuff with Ziggy Marley, right? He didn't do
correct.
Some kind of like
correct.
Getting into like mixing up the reggae and everything. But Peter Tosh, what a legendary man. And for those younger cats out there that are listening to the cast, wondering about everything that's going on, what do you have to say to explain to them a little bit about Peter Tosh?
Well, Peter Tosh was definitely a revolutionary. He was assassinated in 1987.
Assassinated? Yeah. Wow.
Yes. I mean, if you ask certain people, you know, they'll call it a home invasion. But, you know, he was very outspoken, okay? And this is something that he was outspoken with way before its time. Okay,
wow.
The whole legalization process was not even recognized. It was like any other drug. You know, this was something that ultimately he needed to make sure that people were aware that he had a right to consume cannabis.
Yeah, that's a great thing. You know, you gotta take a look at that stuff out there for sure. Absolutely.
100%.
He was, you know... You guys may Google it and see some of the top level stuff, but you know, he was a prophet, you know, and to that is something that we're working on, and I'll just, the day the dollar died. That's for all my crypto folks out there. Just get familiar with that title.
Yeah, it's a good song. There are a lot of great songs that were by Peter Tosh, you know. Legalize It was a huge one. And what we do actually on the Wake and Bake show is we always ask our guests, what is it that you wake and bake to? So, you know, we mentioned a lot of great bands and different things right now, but Brian, what is it when you get up in the morning, you're going to rock out a little bit too? What's something you would pick?
Well, to be straight up with you, Andrew, I love the smell. It's my favorite incense.
Uh-huh.
All right, but, you know, I have a lot of responsibilities in which I must put first, so.
But when you're jamming in the morning to get up, whether you're not waking or baking, what song are you jamming to?
Oh, on a song level?
On a song level.
I got to listen to Down Presser, man. You know what I'm saying? That's like my go-to.
So what's the group?
This is Peter Tosh.
Oh, for Peter Tosh, okay.
Yeah, yep.
All right, so Peter Tosh, we're going to throw on one of his ones. And you said, what was the song?
Down Presser, man.
All right, let's see. All right, let's go check him out. Peter Tosh. All right. And which album would that be on?
Well, look for the Equal Rights album.
All right, let's see.
Check it out on there.
And he has a ton of stuff.
Yeah,
you're on Spotify, you gotta check out. He's got just song after song after song. Mama Africa, Equal Rights. What was that? Which one? What year was that? Do you know?
Don't have the year.
Oh, so here's where Legalize
it is. Here's Legalize it. If you look on the greatest hits.
The greatest hits, all right. Go. Wow, there are so many. Wow, you guys got to check out this stuff. He's got so many albums. When did he start?
Well, I mean, he was definitely a member of the Wailers. So,
yeah.
You know, that's between Bob Marley and Neville Livingston, Bunny Wailer.
Sure, but there's so many of these that just say Peter Tosh.
Yeah, these are, I mean, his solo career took off.
Let's jam to the most popular one while we find this other one, for sure. Okay, so here, 23 million. Oh, well, let's do Legalize It. A lot of these young kids haven't even heard that one, right?
Right.
You got to play that one for sure.
Absolutely.
Since it's a Wake and Bake show.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Know your history, man. Even if you're a hip-hop fan, you should know this song, man.
Yeah, it's a good song. And you know what was cool is the words for how many years ago this was, right? Like, when this came out was like 40 years ago?
1976.
Yeah, yeah. It's such a great song. And you guys have a festival, right, that you do every year?
Yes, the Peter Tosh Music Festival at the museum.
And that's cool. If you guys get to go to Jamaica, right?
Absolutely.
If somebody's on one of those cruise ships, they can actually cruise to the museum, right, and check it out.
Absolutely. We do the festival every year. Peter's Earth Strong is October 19th, so we're always there that weekend.
Okay, yeah, okay, that is awesome.
To celebrate, you know, his birth and to also celebrate the museum, which,
absolutely,
you know, we'll be going into our third year. But there's a lot of cool things at the museum. I mean, you have the M16 guitar that is very rare, you know
the
what I'm saying?
M16 guitar. So explain that to me.
Well, the M16 is basically a repurposed instrument, you know, his guitar, but it's in the fashion of an M16 guitar.
So it doesn't look like a gun though, right?
Yes, it does.
It does?
It does.
You get the fuck out of here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So it's because he wanted to be like militant almost, or what was the reasoning?
Well,
I'm not saying like you would know specifically, but your inter perception of it.
I don't think he wanted to be militant.
Okay.
He was militant, and a fan gave him that guitar because of his militancy. You know what I'm saying? To commemorate a man that was so outspoken. Because
he wanted to break the barrier.
Absolutely. And like Hakeem said earlier, you know, he was a prophet. Okay, the things that he prophesied, he was talking about cannabinoids back in the 70s.
Yeah, he was when talking about glaucoma.
Absolutely. In terms...
Like, he's saying why to legalize it is because it has so many positive asthma. Here he just said it.
Absolutely.
Asthma. Yeah. And people think, how the fuck can it for asthma? But the truth is that cannabis, they've done studies, and I know this because I've actually read it multiple times, smoking cannabis on its own. Now, when you're doing these blunt wraps, okay, you don't get to put that in the equation, okay? But when you're just smoking weed, you can't get lung cancer from that.
Well, you know, Andrew, I'm not a doctor.
And it actually promotes follicles in the lungs that if someone with asthma, it actually helps. And the funniest thing is, how many people you know who take bong hits every day have bad lungs? You're exercising your motherfucking lungs every goddamn day.
Makes sense to me.
And shout out to all my bong-hitting motherfuckers out there driving in your cars, wherever you're doing today. And I hope you're puffing something good, enjoying this wonderful, wonderful day that we have here in sunny California that I'm getting to enjoy with the Peter Tosh Estate and my boy Hakeem, the cryptocurrency machine. I love it. Thank you, man. I love it that you got to come out and visit, because I know it's tough to get out of New York sometimes, right?
Well, you know, I love coming to L.A. You know what I'm saying? Love it. You know what I'm saying?
And you're talking about actually spreading the wings of the event and bringing it to the West Coast?
Well, to the West Coast of Jamaica. You know, what we're looking to do is, you know, Peter Tosh Memorial Garden is in Belmont, Westmoreland, and that's on the west side of the island.
Okay.
But we have some big things in mind, which we were in the back talking about prior to this.
Yeah, and one of those things is the Peter Tosh cannabis line, right? Yeah. And I know people are really looking forward to that. I mean, because, you know, you hear about Jimmy and Marley and all these different guys, and somebody legendary like Peter Tosh is got to get some stuff out for his fans for sure, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. But one thing we took into account is that we didn't want to rush. We needed to examine what people were doing.
Absolutely.
Correctly and incorrectly.
For sure. And I think that's a great way to do it. And that and the kids are involved with this, right?
Absolutely.
And his daughter, so you have that flavor.
You just touched on something that I actually want to just give a quick shout out, man, to Andrew over here, because if you guys out there just try any of these officially licensed products versus whatever the average stuff you get, the quality standards, let me tell you, these guys have done so good at making sure that they are meeting the expectations and the standards required to represent the brands that they are associated with.
I like to win cannabis cups. And
my hat's off. My hat's off to him, man, on that front.
I like to keep my shelf full of awards, you know what I'm saying? So I can't put out a celebrity brand and not come home with an award for them, for sure, man. That's like top priority, absolutely.
And it is for always the best quality,
my
man.
People driving around the world in the cars, what you doing? What you listening to? What you thinking about? Because when you come to the recreational state of California, or if you go to Nevada, or Washington, or any one of those states, you're going to start seeing all these different celebrity brands. Why? Because people trust it.
If you don't see it, you better ask for it.
If you don't see it, ask for that shit. Ask for it so we can make it happen.
That's right.
Because the thing is that when you go into those dispensaries, you feel like overwhelmed. You like go into a dispensary and you're like, what's this Kush and Skunk and Blue this and fucking Catatonic this? And you're kind of like overwhelmed if you hadn't smoked a lot of weed, you know? But all of a sudden, if you see Peter Tosh smiling you at that beautiful package and you say, come check it out, man, because you know, just like my music, my herb is going to be just as good. you're going to try it, right? Because you have faith in that. And if you're a fan, you're going to take it back. You're going to fucking tell all your friends. You're going to bring it home. You're going to keep it. You're not going to throw that package away. Where if it was some random Kush skunk this, you might bring it back to show somebody. But eventually you might toss it, you know. But a fan will collect it. And that's what we've noticed with a lot of the different stuff that we have. A lot of people want to buy it, not even to fucking open it. I'm like, yo, fucking open that shit. It's not limited edition. Smoke that shit.
Right.
Smoke that shit. Yeah. There's more coming.
Hey, shout out to my boy Chuck, man. My boy Charlie, man. It just had a moment where I remembered the first time he played a Peter Tosh record for me, man.
Shout out to his boy.
Yeah, man. We were kids, man.
And it to was, the Tosh Master, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Woke my whole game up.
Now, you guys have been doing, I kind of noticed there's some clothing, though, some cool jackets that you guys are promoting.
Absolutely. If you go to petertosh.com, you know, we have, you know, a limited edition jacket available for sale.
All right, so petertosh.com. Yeah. Is there an Instagram or anything else you want to shout out?
Yes.
For fans and everybody to check out?
At Peter Tosh on all formats.
At Peter Tosh. Check it out. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Check it out on Purple Haze Properties. I believe we're going to be doing some nice things together, so we'll be announcing some cool things we'll be doing with you guys. And definitely, definitely honored for you guys to have come on the show and come tell her a little bit about the legend of Peter Tosh.
Peter Tosh everywhere. Go follow it right now. I just
right
did.
Now.
Come on,
absolutely,
let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Click it on, check it out, and check out all this great stuff, because he had a vibration that was out there, you know, and at a time. Because just like Jimmy, you know, it's something that is just this inherent thing you could be born with. You know what I mean? You know, people have a sense, an intuition, a calling. I think a calling is a great word to use,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I think Peter Tosh had an amazing calling, because it takes a lot of balls, first of all, to be a performer. Let's just get that out of the way. Right, stand up with somebody, sing, talk this, and shout out to everybody who does that around the world. Anybody who gets up off their ass to try to like get on the radio, perform, or do anything, it's great, because it just shows you have something, this inner drive that you have inside of you to do something, just like Peter Tosh, you know? And I hope that his music and what he does inspires you, at least today on the Wake and Bake show with us. You know, and if you hadn't really heard too much about him, check it out. Go on YouTube, go on Facebook, go all over, and maybe get a little tap into the wonderful energy that this man had to give people.
Look it up
knowledge.
This Sunday morning, click play, and let it play.
Yeah, exactly. And this is the other thing, is that he did tell you about a plant, and just like lots of people, you know, who write, you know, in the Bible and the Torah and all different religions that tell you about how you should eat foods or how you should avoid plagues or how you should avoid different things. He actually figured out that this stuff was healing people before there was internet, before there was, like, you know, really any science or anything behind it. And he was a pioneer, you know. So shout out to Peter Tosh for being a pioneer and having your energy live long and strong in his wonderful children that are carrying on his blessings and could, you know, getting together to put some really cool things for you guys as fans to enjoy the rebirth, essentially, of a great legacy with really cool products and a new campaign push and a new message, because they wanted to wait till the time was right. And I think the time is getting to be right.
The time is now.
The time is now. This wonderful year that they get to put out some cool things, and that you guys as tourists get to come to California and to all these different states where you'll see all these products, and probably going to see the very first Peter Tosh products out in California. You guys, when you come to the recreational state, come in and check it out, and we'll definitely be letting you guys know where you can go to get those great things too. This is Purple Haze Radio and the Wake and Bake Show. And I'm starting to get a little bit of an appetite to know about you guys and stuff. Probably go out, get a little munchies. That's the great thing about Cali in the nice weather. Check out Purple Haze Dash Radio and download Dash Radio and tell your friends if you don't have it on your phone or your app or listening to your car, and check out all the great concerts, cannabis talk shows, and music zones that we have going on. And just remember, you got up this morning and you're like, man, my day's kind of crazy. Maybe your girl was fighting with you. Maybe you got a crazy boss you want to go into and you're like, man, I can't deal with this motherfucker. How much more can I deal with? Just remember, at some point in time, you're going to be done with work. You're going to get a break. And you're going to get to smoke some weed. This is Andrew Pizzicato, CEO of the Wake and Bake Show. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
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 You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.